This is a KJEP Sports production of all things Jefferson County basketball. The Hillsboro Hawks.
Brewer of the Hawks wants to go coast to coast. He does for the third time tonight and scoops it up and in.
The DeSoto Dragons.
Three-pointer is good from Nick Krodinger, and he's fouled.
Free throw, yes.
The Grandview Eagles.
Kreith recovers to Jacobson, top of the key, swings into the corner, three ball, Garrett Gleet, you bet.
The Windsor Owls.
Swatted out of midair by Evan Worley. Clean block there, ball was still on its way up. Now Worley stops and pops from three, and that's nothing but nets.
KJEP is always there to bring you the action. We live for the dramatics. KJEP Sports is your home for Jefferson County basketball. To the game with KJEP Sports Director Matt Greenwood.
The Hillsboro Hawks are going for their 17th Gene Steigors Tournament Championship. Matt Greenwood for AM 1400. KJEP, glad to have you with us this evening. Hillsboro High School is where we're at as we get ready for tip-off here. Let's get to your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups the way you want to live. For the Eureka Wildcats, certainly a worthy adversary for this Hillsboro championship game. And actually, we'll do the national anthem first. I'm jazzed up about that, too. We'll step aside here on KJEP.
Here's a pricing tip from Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
Price your home for success. Sellers often think they should start the asking price high and then lower it later. But if the price is too high, many buyers will stay away, assuming you're not serious about selling it or you're unwilling to negotiate. Call Richard or Cindy Deason at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate and let us help you with this problem and many others.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Living a healthy life with diabetes, asthma, heart disease, or other chronic diseases can be challenging and requires personalized planning. Comtree doctors and nurses partner with you or your loved one to develop personalized health goals to achieve improved health outcomes.
Join the Comtree family tree and receive support to a healthier life. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400. KJEP, let's get to your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups. We'll begin with the Eureka Wildcats. They're the three seed in the Steigors Tournament entering this championship game. Coach Austin Kirby is going to roll with Matt Edwards, Jalen Asher Sanders, Antonio Sanders, Avery Taggart, and Nate Parker. Off the bench for Coach Kirby and the Wildcats, Shane Lockwood, Logan Kaiser, Ronan Brown, Cade Bigham, Marvin Brown, and Jack Burke. And for the Hillsboro Hawks, under head coach Dan Johnson, they're going to roll out with their starting five of Mark Moore, number one, Ben Lampkins, number two. Then you've also got number 15, Garrett Pinkley, number 21, Isaac Riednauer, and number 32, Michael Brewer. Off the bench for Coach Dan Johnson and the Hillsboro Hawks will be Mitchell Hickson, Zach Whaley, Josiah Tulloch, Brett Stalock, Seth Oshie, and Noah Poole. As we get ready for the New Era Bank tip-off, let's tell you about New Era Bank. It is easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at newerabank.com. That's NewEraBank.com. New Era Bank. Member FDIC. Michael Brewer is going to meet Nate Parker at midcourt as guys shake hands. A great sign of respect between these two schools. The talent is through the roof. Avery Taggart, a football and basketball commit, leading scorer for Eureka. Michael Brewer in the shadows of Gavin Pinkley. And Isaiah Martin is shining bright now at Hillsborough High School as he tips it up with Taggart. And Taggart wins. Eureka left to right here in the first half. Already Coach Kirby and his assistant off the bench helping their team adjust to the 2-3 zone for the Hawks. We're looking for possibly a game in the low 50s, which could give Hillsborough an advantage. Already Parker pulling the trigger from deep. No good. Rebound. Avery Taggart underneath. Drives into the paint and gets it up over Michael Brewer. Avery Taggart had 26 last night in Eureka's semifinal victory over Central. Here's a bounce pass along the left side of the rectangle for the Hawks. Back to Lampkins on the wing as they go right to left in the first half. Then Lampkins dancing around Parker. Gets pass him to the right. Dumps it off to Moore, top of the circle. Dribbles left to Garrett Pinkley, who shovel pass to Isaac Riedenauer. And then Isaac Riedenauer lost his footing. Matt Edwards with the hustle defense early on to force the turnover by the Hawks. 51 seconds into this championship game. It's 2-0 Wildcats. Jalen Asher Sanders has the ball in the backcourt. Eureka in their purple and yellow. Purple pants, or shorts, I should say. Purple jerseys, yellow words, yellow letters. Taggart three from the top. No good. Rebound, Garrett Pinkley. Pinkley, line drive pass in the corner. Lampkins, Moore steps to his left, rises, misses. Backside rebound, Lampkins. Hawks a second chance here. Trying to get on the board. Down 2-0, 6:40 to play. Moore holds up ball, holds up play to Riedenauer. Riedenauer holds it up as well and hands it off to Lampkins right at the volleyball line. He'll flip it to his right. Moore waiting for Brewer to come forward. Antonio Sanders behind Brewer. Moore goes to the left of the screen. Asher Sanders sticks with him. And Moore forced to give it up to Lampkins, who has to chase down the ball near midcourt. Over to his right, Brewer top of the key. Brewer to Riedenauer. Riedenauer lets Edwards come in on him, and then Riedenauer blows right past him and lays it up from the right side with the right hand and gets Hillsborough on the board first. Isaac Riedenauer, the first to score for Hillsborough, tied 2-2. Here's Taggart, middle of the floor, bounce pass right through the key, and a nice little kiss off the window and in, Antonio Sanders. Just as quickly as the Hawks tie it up, the Wildcats regain the advantage. Isaac Riedenauer left at the top, alone for a three, passes it up, goes to Brewer. Brewer takes on three Wildcats all the way to the hoop, throws it up with the right hand, and a blocking foul against Avery Taggart. And that might be a strategy early on for Coach Dan Johnson and the Hawks. Attack the rim. If Taggart is going to be playing the four or the five with Brewer, Brewer can take full advantage of that, get Taggart into foul trouble, and eliminate Eureka's best score. Brewer, free throw line, rattles through. Michael Brewer with 25 points last night in Hillsborough's 21-point victory over Windsor. And hitting the front of the rim, then back iron twice before falling through. Brewer converts both free throws, and we're all squared away at four. Back to front court pass, Taggart to Parker, who bounces it back towards the midcourt line to Asher Sanders. Asher Sanders at the volleyball line flips it left to the wing. Edwards holds the ball above his head and goes back to the top. One-hand pass down low on the right side of the rectangle. Taggart takes on Garrett Pinkley, and that's a mismatch for the Wildcats as Taggart gets it to go in off glass. 6-4 Eureka. 5:10 to play in this first quarter. Lampkins, it's a screen. Pinkley attacks the left side of the rim. Does Pinkley instead? Lampkins will pull up from the free throw line and connect. Had a chance to go back door and decided to take it himself, Lampkins. And now three different Hawks have scored. Little trouble getting the ball in the front court, Eureka, but they find the wide open man in the corner. Matt Edwards sinks the three. Edwards now joins Taggart and Sanders on the scoring sheet. 9-6 Wildcats. Lob pass down low. Brewer goes up over Sanders, gathers himself, and sticks it in from straight away 2 feet out. Michael Brewer has four. He is the key to a Hillsboro victory here tonight, plus open shots being made by Lampkins and Moore, and now Taggart's fouled as he goes to the left of the rectangle. And who do they have here? It looks like it's number 15, Garrett Pinkley. That'll be Garrett's first. Team's second. 9-8 Eureka in the lead. Baseline inbound just to the right of the bucket as Eureka's to our right. They'll lob it up to the volleyball line for Parker. Comes to the wing with a pass to Taggart. Taggart drives left, stops inside the free throw line, and gets the off-balance 12-footer. Avery Taggart has six for the Wildcats. 11-8 their lead here in the championship game. Lampkins trying to drive on Parker, who's got about 4 inches on him. Lampkins forced to give it up to Garrett. Garrett gives it to Moore, sets a screen for Moore. Moore doesn't use it, goes to the left side, bounce pass to Riednauer in the corner. Riednauer towards Lampkins, top of the circle. Lampkins to Brewer. Brewer taking on Sanders, settles for a jumper inside the free throw line. It bounced high off the rim twice, the back of the rim, before falling out into the hands of Parker for the Wildcats. Now they get into the front court. 11-8 Eureka leads. Their largest of the lead, largest lead of the game so far. 3:35 to play. Left side of the floor now. Taggart wants to take on Brewer. Brewer doesn't give him space. Instead, they swing it around the perimeter, and Edwards pulls up from long range. No good. Brewer brings down the rebound, and then a 50-foot pass forward is stolen out of the air by Asher Sanders. Asher Sanders races past Lampkins all the way up the floor. Bounce pass to his left, and from the low left block, Antonio Sanders kisses it home. You can't turn the ball over against the Wildcats. They are too athletic on the transition. Here's Lampkins, a screen from Brewer. Stops and pops, and the three-pointer rattles out. Brewer keeps the play alive and tips into the hands of Mark Moore. Mark Moore, right side of the paint, tries a little pass between a pair of bodies, and it's deflected out of bounds, and they say it's Eureka basketball. Coach Johnson thought about arguing the call, but chose not to. 13-8 Eureka, inside of 3 minutes to play in the first. It's the first time the Wildcats have entered this tournament. So 63 years now of Gene Steigor's tournament basketball. Eureka looking to win the championship in their first year. Left wing three, Edwards thought about it, no. Hands it off to Taggart instead. Taggart with a much smaller Moore. Instead flips it to the other side, and a wing three spins out from Parker. Rebound Riednauer. Gets it up ahead to Brewer. Brewer crosses the timeline, goes left, drives back right, throws an elbow into Sanders. Sanders hits the deck. Shot is up off glass, way too strong. And the rebound to Parker. Coach Kirby wanted a foul, an offensive foul on Brewer on the play. I just think Antonio was kind of losing his balance already and initiated the contact. So good no call there. Now here's Asher Sanders, right side attack, and gets the ball to go off glass as he faded towards the baseline. The Eureka Wildcats bench is off of it to greet Asher Sanders at midcourt as we have ourselves a timeout with 2:08 to play. It's 15-8 Eureka in the championship game of the Gene Steigor's tournament on KJF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400. KJF, Coach Johnson, and the Hillsboro Hawks coaching staff needed to get their guys a little breather. Eureka's been running up and down the floor, keeping the pace pretty quick, and it's worked to their advantage as Eureka leads it 15-8 here in the first quarter. Brewer to bring the ball up the floor for the Hawks. Middle of it, crosses the line. Flips it over to the left wing for Riednauer. Riednauer with Edwards on him, picks up his dribble at the volleyball line, overhead pass to the near wing for Garrett Pinkley. Garrett Pinkley dribbles to the top of the circle, goes right, Brewer drives, misses with the shot, with the floater off glass, off front rim. Second chance opportunity there for Brewer, and he cannot convert. Rebound to the Wildcats. It is Asher Sanders, Taggart, Edwards, Antonio Sanders, and Nate Parker on the floor. Parker already 0-for-2 from beyond the arc, passes up the opportunity there, goes to Asher Sanders, line drive pass down low, is tipped out of bounds into the corner. Last touch by the Hillsboro Hawks as Michael Brewer got a hand in there. Antonio Sanders will come out, and Marvin Brown will check into the game. Marvin Brown, medium height afro, sideburns as well. He's into the game. He's a defensive specialist. He's matched up with Michael Brewer to start. If you're trying to think of somebody to compare Marvin Brown's look to, how about Don Withers? Yeah, look him up. You'll see what I'm talking about. Here's a three from the inbound. Edwards airballs it. And the Hawks come up the floor. Into the corner. It is Zach Whaley. Whaley gives up the ball to Lampkins at the volleyball line. Lampkins surveying the court. Develops a pivot foot. Nearly traveled. Comes left to Brewer, who bobbles it. Able to collect. Goes to Garrett Pinkley. Top of the circle to Lampkins on the right wing. Hillsborough swings it around the perimeter. Attacking the lane. Brewer slips. Keeps his dribble. Passes it out to Pinkley. And Hillsborough will reset with Moore on the right sideline. Moore flips it to Pinkley. Top of the key to Whaley to the near wing. Brewer cuts to the free throw line. Receives the pass. Whaley rises and cannot hit the elbow J. And the rebound to Asher Sanders of the Wildcats as they lead 15-8, 36 seconds to play. Asher Sanders looks back to his coach. Coach Austin Kirby, his fifth year. He's got five seniors. Asher Sanders is one of them. Or beg your pardon, Asher Sanders is a junior. Avery Taggart, who is walking along the baseline, is one of the seniors. And he's a football and basketball commit. 13 seconds to go. Eureka still has the ball. Now Taggart, corner, fadeaway, three ball, no good. Nate Parker, baseline rebound on the backside, lost it out of bounds, but it was tipped away by Zach Whaley. And with 4.8 seconds to spare in the first quarter, it'll be a Eureka inbound. Asher Sanders to do so. Waits for the ball from the official. Gets it. Looking to lob it up top. He does. Finds Parker. Lampkins, get your hands up. Throw to Taggart. Taggart rises from long distance and connects from 26 feet out to end the first quarter 18-8. Eureka leads after one in the 63rd annual Gene Steigors Tournament Championship on KJO.
There's a whole lot of savings going on at Boozabark Flooring and Granite. Now through Saturday, save up to 70% during Boozabark's Christmas clearance flooring event. It's the best time to deck your floors and halls. Carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. There's a whole lot of savings going on. Save up to 70% now through Saturday. Boozabark Flooring and Granite. Shop with us, shop at home, or shop online at boozabarkflooring.com. Ho!
Welcome to the second quarter. Let's get a check of the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. It is 18-8 Eureka leading Hillsborough in the 63rd annual Gene Steigors Championship here on KJFF. And Avery Taggart hitting a three from 27 feet out as the buzzer sounded has 9 first quarter points. Hillsborough has won this Steigors Championship 16 times. Next on the list for most wins, DeSoto with 16 as well. So they're actually tied for the most Gene Steigors Tournament Championships. So Hillsborough could pull into the lead if they're able to manage a 10-point comeback against a very tough, defensive-minded and fast-paced offense in the Eureka Wildcats. It's proven pretty effective for the purple and gold so far here this evening as they lead by 10. We start the second quarter with an inbound pass at midcourt to Mark Moore. Mark Moore lobs it down low to the right block for Brewer, who is fouled as he brought the ball down. And who is that going to go against? It looks like it is on number 23 for Eureka. I'll get his name for you in just a second here. Brewer gets called for traveling after the inbound play to him. He did get the bucket to go, but it won't count. And by the way, number 23 is Marvin Brown for Eureka. That's his first personal. So a turnover there by the Hawks. 15 seconds into the second quarter. They try a full court press. Eureka breaks it. Here's Logan Kaiser into the game. Loses the ball underneath the basket along the baseline. Kicks it up top. Asher Sanders three. Air ball. Edwards leans forward into the Hillsborough cheerleading section but cannot save it. And the Hawks going right to left in the first half. Will hand the ball off to Lampkins. He brings the ball up the floor. Stops at the volleyball line, dribbles between the legs twice just to show off those little skills, and flips it right to Moore. Moore with 27 points last night, including 19 in the second quarter in the Hillsboro semifinal win over Windsor. Here's a baseline fadeaway on the half turn. Brewer gets it to go from 12 feet. Michael Brewer had 4 first quarter points. He adds 2 here in the second. Hawks are into double figures, but they still trail by 8. Asher Sanders weaving his way through 3 Hillsboro bodies all the way to the bucket, blows the right-hand layup. Logan Kaiser comes flying in for the offensive rebound and instead pushes it out of bounds. Avery Taggart again hit a 3-pointer right before the end of the first quarter. Gets about a 1-minute breather to start the second, and he's back in. Coming off the floor as well for Eureka is Nate Parker. Looks like Brock Evans has checked. Shane Lockwood has checked in for the Wildcats. Here's a high ball screen. Brewer gives it to Lampkins. Lampkins goes around it, kicks it into the corner, and Mark Moore, picking up where he left off last night, hits another 3. That's 6 in the last 42 minutes for Mark Moore. Backcourt to front court pass. Taggart to the other side of the floor. That's far side for us. The Wildcats will bring it back to the near side. Taggart gives it up to the left volleyball attacking line for Asher Sanders, who flips it back to the right hand, the red-headed Logan Kaiser. Now Avery Taggart fakes the drive, pulls up from long distance, and connects on that one too. Avery Taggart calling collect. He's got a pair of threes. Floater from the left block. No good. Lampkin skying high for the offensive rebound. Michael Brewer, he's fouled on the putback try. And that foul will go against number 10, and that's Jalen Asher Sanders. That's his first personal. Brewer gets the first free throw to go through after it kind of spun off to the back of the rim and then finally fell down. Second free throw coming for Brewer. He wastes no time sinking his 4th Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw of the first half. Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town, online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. It was a 10-point first quarter deficit for the Hawks. They have cut it down to 6. 21-15 the lead. Eureka has it near wing. Lockwood, bounce pass to the top of the key. Taggart, overhead pass to his left for Kaiser. Kaiser to Asher Sanders. Skip pass to the left wing for Lockwood. No shot for Lockwood. Goes to Taggart. Taggart skip pass to the near wing. 3-ball Asher Sanders. No good. Misjudging the rebound, Zach Whaley. And Antonio Sanders is there to get it and put it back in. Coach Johnson throwing his hands on his head after Whaley missed the rebound there. An unfortunate mistiming there. Here's Lampkins, top of the key. No shot as Lockwood plays good defense. Lampkins gives it up, gets it back. Volleyball line, high ball screen, Brewer. Brewer cuts, Lampkins does as well, and then floats it up from the mid-block right side and gets it to go with the right hand. Ben Lampkins, a pretty good shooter all around, inside and outside, shooting 74% from beyond the arc and 50% inside of it. He's got 4, and Hillsborough down by 6. Eureka left to right they go on the near wing. It is Lockwood. Hesitated right, gave it up left to Kaiser, top of the key, who flips it right side for Asher Sanders. Sanders doesn't want it, gives it to Lockwood, to Taggart. Taggart is going to get called for traveling. Coach Kirby and his squad on the sideline, not arguing with that call. Taggart turns it over, and Hillsboro has a chance to get within 4 with a 2 or 3 with a 3. Moore inbounds it to Lampkins, right in front of the Hillsboro bench in the backcourt. Lampkins brings it up across the timeline to the right side of the floor. Gets a high ball screen. Brewer cuts right side. Lampkins keeps it middle. Now Lampkins attacks. Floats it from just inside the free throw line and gets a friendly roll off the back iron. Ben Lampkins has hit back-to-back floaters and Hillsboro down by 4. Left side of the floor going left to right. Eureka has it. Taggart to the baseline. Loses his footing. Loses the ball. And they're going to say Garrett Pinkley last touched it. No. It was last off of Taggart. For a second there, the official started clapping his hands as if to indicate that Garrett Pinkley touched it when Garrett just pulled his hands back. And then Garrett was like, wait, that's going to be called out on me? And then the official said, no, it's actually out on Eureka. Okay, here's Lampkins, top of the key in the front court. Thought about a shot, had a hand in his face, so he gives it up. Garrett now to Mark Moore, or excuse me, to Lampkins. Lampkins back to Garrett, right side of the floor. on the overchange. Garrett gives it to Mark Moore. Mark Moore attacks the right side of the lane, throws it up on the wheelhouse bank shot, and draws the foul from Jalen Asher-Sanders. Mark Moore wearing a black sleeve on his left leg. It's a little one. Sits below the knee and above the ankle. Mark Moore for the and one try. He flips it up and he misses. Tries to track down his own rebound. Can't do so. Taggart able to bring it down for the Wildcats. A little 6-0 run for the Hillsboro Hawks. They're down by two with 3:40 to play in the first half of this Gene Steigors championship game. Left to right, the Wildcats working the ball. They have it left corner, and Matt Edwards rises up for an uncontested three and drains it. That's his second three of the night. Eureka back up five. Dribble between the legs. Lampkins goes to the left of the Brewer screen, then floats it up from the mid block inside the paint. No good. And Antonio Sanders tried to save it along the baseline but could not do so. His right foot stepping on the in line. And Hillsboro get a second chance here as Marvin Brown gets another turn on the floor. Asher Sanders will sit with his second personal foul. Asher Sanders, by the way, missed the first game of this tournament due to an injury. Played last night and scored nine. He's the point guard for Eureka, and he's on the bench now. In the corner, Zach Whaley to Michael Brewer, who is cutting to the right side of the paint, grabbed it on the move, got to the rim, and threw it off the glass and in. Michael Brewer, pretty athletic play there. He's got 6 second quarter points, 10 for the game. Eureka now just up by three. Pass down low to Antonio Sanders from the right block. He gets it off the glass and in and takes the foul. High fives from all around for the Wildcats as Antonio Sanders, his Afro Hawk is what we'll go with. It's got some height to it, but no sides. Pretty cool looking, actually. And Antonio Sanders will have to wait to try to convert this and one free throw as Coach Kirby doing a switch. Kaiser in for Brown. Sanders with a practice motion as he settles the ball on his left hip. Now multiple dribbles below the knee, rises up and gets the free throw to go. 3-point play the old-fashioned way for Antonio Sanders. Eureka back up 29-23, 2:45 to play. Lampkins brings the ball to the middle of the floor, stops, lobs it back to the right side. Gets it back from more near side. Into the corner, Whaley. One dribble, gives it up Lampkins. Lampkins lob pass right sideline for Moore, who's standing on the A of the Hawks. To Brewer in the corner, rises for three off the left side of the rim, and Taggart skies for the board. Outlet pass up ahead. Antonio Sanders lays it up with the right. Michael Brewer almost got the block there, but Sanders got it over him, and Sanders having quite the second quarter. Quickly, the Hawks come up the floor, and it is a 6-0 run for, a 5-0 run for the Wildcats. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. Zach Whaley misses. One-handed 60-foot pass up ahead. Sanders is fouled going up for the layup as Zach Whaley brings him to the floor. Taggart, as soon as he grabs that rebound, he is looking up. And guess what? He's going to always find a teammate, especially if they continue to sprint up the floor as soon as a shot goes up for the Hawks. That's what they're doing. They're defending the three-point shot, and Hillsboro is allowing the easy transition because you already have the Wildcats beyond the arc and ready to run on those missed threes. And they know that Avery Taggart's going to get the rebound when it's uncontested. Antonio Sanders, by the way, in all of that, misses a free throw, and we'll get another chance as Garrett Pinkley takes a seat. And Mitchell Hickson, Hillsboro soccer player as well, checks in and will line up on the low right block, getting set for a rebound. Across his way is Brewer. They both box out. Free throw is missed. Brewer grabs the rebound. Hillsboro going right to left. Inside of 2 minutes, down by eight. Lampkins lobs it into the corner for Hickson. Overhead pass to the other side to Moore. Moore brings it down, goes into the corner to Riednauer, dribbles out of it. Up top to Brewer with the pass there. Brewer, though, finds a wide-open Lampkins. The 74% three-point shooter, though, misses back iron. No good. Avery Taggart tries to save it underneath, and his foot was on the inline. They always teach you don't save the ball underneath the opposing team's basket. Taggart tried to do so, and he gave Hillsboro an extra possession. Here's Brewer taking the inbound in the corner. They'll swing it around the perimeter of the Hawks to the near corner. Lampkins with Parker draped all over him, forced to give it up to Brewer, and then Brewer's going to get called for an offensive foul. Michael Brewer was going for a post-up move, threw his hip into the defender, and got called for the charge, and that is Brewer's first personal foul as Isaac Riedenauer is going to get a breather for the Hawks. Inbound to Taggart in the backcourt for Eureka. 31-23, the Wildcats in front, 80 seconds to play in the half. Pass to the elbow for Kaiser, intended for Kaiser, knocked away by Lampkins, and they're going to say Kaiser was the last to touch it. So an inbound about 60 feet away from the basket for the Hawks. They get it to Lampkins. Quick turn to the bench. On the other side of the floor, Lampkins now brings it across the timeline, attacks the left side of the paint from the mid-block, kicks it into the corner. Mark Moore fakes the three, drives just to the edge of the paint, and then throws up a shot. No good. Rebound, Nate Parker of the Wildcats. 57 seconds left in this first half. It's 31-23, Eureka. Settling it near midcourt with a few dribbles is Avery Taggart. Taggart, football and basketball commit to Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. Wearing the white arm sleeve, dribbling with the left hand, now switches it to that right arm. He's got just above the ankle socks with 31 seconds to play, and he's just still dribbling it. Eureka is fine with settling for the final shot. Both coaches shouting out instructions. Coach Kirby currently talking to Nate Parker. 16 seconds to play. Hillsborough set in a 2-3 zone. They're just waiting. They're waiting to double up Taggart, I imagine, if he decides to drive it here. Sanders comes up high for a screen. Double on Taggart. Now triple on Taggart. Finds Kaiser open in the corner for three at the buzzer. No good. 2 seconds. Ball tipped towards the sideline. Out of bounds. Grabbed by a Hillsborough bench player. And I think the officials are fine. No, they're not. They're not fine with letting this be the final play. There is a good, solid 0.8 of a second left, in my opinion. And because there's no way to really tell, they're going to wave off the final 0.8 of a second, and the first half comes to an end. Eureka 31 and Hillsborough 23. It is the 63rd annual Gene Steigort's Championship game on AM 1400 KJEF, the Home Bulls and Spas. The Midwest Sports Center halftime show is next.
Merry Christmas, and may faith, hope, and love be your treasures in the new year from the entire Cole family at Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Hi, it's Hannah. From me, my dad Greg, mom Christy, brother Hunter, and the entire staff at Cole's Tractor and Equipment want to thank you for your business in 2018. Thanks to you, Cole's Tractor and Equipment is one of the top dealers for LS tractors and Bad Boy mowers, not just in Missouri, but in the nation. Cole's Tractor and Equipment, LS tractors, and Bad Boy mowers offer you the best quality brands at the best prices, and that will continue on in 2019 and beyond. And Cole's Tractor and Equipment is giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the sold-out Garth Brooks concert in St. Louis. Register now at MIMOinfo.com. Just log on and go to the promotions page and follow the instructions to register. You can even get bonus entries. Cole's Tractor and Equipment thanks you and looks forward to serving you in 2019. Don't forget to visit Cole's Tractor and Equipment on Facebook.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
We are back again at the Festus Crystal City Elks Lodge for the Cardinal Glennon Toy Drive. Heather and Thomas Schilly, again, have been putting this on. This is the fourth year. Highly successful evening, Thomas. Congratulations. Everything's gone well.
Thank you. Everything has turned out really, really well. You know, lots and lots of toys, lots of people, you know. And like I said earlier, you know, it's about seeing everybody this time of year. And, you know, just one toy, it's just that gives a smile to a kid. Makes you feel good about yourself. So it's really cool.
You guys have had a great success. You got one more weekend as well that's coming up, which is really cool. It'll be next Saturday at the 5 and Under on Gravelly Bluffs.
Yeah, 5 Below and Gravelly Bluffs out there. We'll be there probably from 11 to 4 or something like that. So, yeah, it'll be a If you couldn't make it out tonight, please stop by out there or just contact us or probably you guys at the radio and go, hey, I'd like to do a donation.
Right.
We'll take it all the way up until the 21st of December. So we will take the toys up that day. So
a lot of people that helped out with this thing today. You had some good food, good refreshments and such.
Yes.
Obviously, the Elks Lodge, having it here is great.
You know, the Elks has always, always bent over for us and gave us whatever we wanted, whatever we asked for, you know. And then you guys this year with the radio station, Kirk, and you, I mean, just been phenomenal getting it out all over the radio and everything. And the pasta house with the food and everything. But, you know, Don and Buddy out there are fantastic to us. Again, like the Elks Lodge, anything we ask for. But, you know, you see people that come in tonight that you haven't seen all year, and they come in with bags and bags of toys, and they're like, you know, they don't have kids or anything, so they spend it on this. So it's neat. It really is. Really a phenomenal time to be out here, Ryan.
Well, congratulations on everything that's gone on tonight, as well as what's coming up in the future next weekend again.
Yes.
One more time, it'll be at 5 and Below, Gravois Bluffs.
5 Below, Gravois Bluffs, probably from about 11 to 4.
Very cool. All right. Thank you, Thomas.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
That, again, is Thomas Schilly. He and Heather, of course, have spearheaded this toy drive for the last couple of years. We've been happy to be a part of it this year with Alpha Cares. And we thank you, everybody who has helped out. And, again, if you still want to donate, you can contact us at the radio station. You can contact Thomas and Heather Schilly. And you can also go to 5 and Below, which is going to be next weekend on Saturday. And that will be, again, at Gravois Bluffs. 5 and Below at Gravois Bluffs next weekend. And we've been happy to be a part of this here on Regional Radio.
Make it a great night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers and let the kids pick from their favorite menu item. For yourself, how about a half rack of baby back ribs with a 6-ounce sirloin steak? Or a grilled shrimp skewer with 5 crispy shrimp and a 6-ounce USDA select top sirloin? Or 10 crispy shrimp and grilled salmon? Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and specific times for happy hours and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJFF. You can follow us on Twitter at KJFF Sports and on Instagram on KJFF Sports. It's KJFF Sports everywhere you look. Halftime score, 31-23, Eureka leading Hillsborough in the 63rd annual Gene Sigors Championship game. Let's get to your Bloomsdale Bank first half stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914. They're located in Bloomsdale. What do you know? Herculaneum. Okay. St. Genevieve. That's cool. And Crystal City. All right. Let's get to the Hillsborough Hawks stat line. We only have points for you. Mark Moore with 5 of them. Ben Lampkins with 6. Isaac Riedenauer with 2. And Michael Brewer with 10 of the team's 23 total. For the Eureka Wildcats, Matt Edwards, 6. Jalen Asher Sanders, 2. 11 for Antonio Sanders and 12 for SIU Carbondale commit for football and basketball. Yep, he's a good one. Avery Taggart with 12 first half points for the Wildcats, including 9 in the first quarter. That's a look at your Bloomsdale Bank stats as we address the keys to the second half. What does Hillsborough need to do to come back from down 8 to win this ball game? Well, it won't be simple. It's going to have to be better shot selection, hit your open shots, and create more turnovers, and also defend in transition. 3 or 4 times, Avery Taggart has grabbed a rebound underneath, looked up, and found a teammate racing up the floor. He's connected with him. It's led to layups, some fouls as well. Transition defense, I feel like, is the most important key of all the keys to a Hillsborough victory here tonight. For Eureka, you got to keep doing what you're doing, and what they're doing so well is they are defending Ben Lampkins and Mark Moore as fine as I've seen most teams do this early in the season, especially in this tournament. Ben Lampkins has gone 0 for 2 from deep and has made a few shots floating it up in the lane. But, of course, he wants to score from beyond the arc. Mark Moore has been held pretty quiet to just 5 total first-half points. So that's what Eureka's got to do if they're going to hang on and win this ball game and win the Gene Steigorst tournament in their very first appearance in this tournament. There's a little over 2 minutes to go between now and the start of the third quarter, and we'll wrap up the Midwest Sports Center halftime show in 2 minutes next on KJF.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
Here's a pricing tip from Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate.
Price your home for success. Sellers often think they should start the asking price high and then lower it later. But if the price is too high, many buyers will stay away, assuming you're not serious about selling it or you're unwilling to negotiate. Call Richard or Cindy Deason at Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate and let us help you with this problem and many others.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Go see JR today at Midwest Sports Center. They're just off Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, just because the weather's getting a little bit cooler doesn't mean the deals are cooling off at Midwest Sports Center.
No, we've got some hot sales going on right now on all of our ATVs and side-by-sides. I've still got some mowers available also. Come see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center today. They're located just off Highway 67 on Walker Drive in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJF getting ready to start the third quarter. The Midwest Sports Center halftime show is over as Eureka will take a 31-23 lead to start the final 16 minutes here, and they do so with an inbound to Jalen Asher Sanders. He'll have to be careful early on. He's already got 2 personal fouls. He'll flip it down low to Taggart, who attacks the rim and gets it up over Pinkley off glass and in and draws the foul. The first 9 seconds of this third quarter, and already Taggart is on the free throw line with his 13th and 14th points, trying to go for the and one. He's a pretty good free throw shooter, but there's the broadcaster's jinx as that one rolls off the front of the rim. 33-23, Eureka's got the lead. Lampkins, top of the circle, goes left wing to Riedenauer. Flips it back to the other side. Moore lines up a three and draws the perfect line. Gets it to go. And Mark Moore with 8. Got to get the ball to Mark Moore and Ben Lampkins. Got to give them space beyond the perimeter. That is how Hillsborough will climb back into this ballgame if those two guards can start to score. Jalen Asher Sanders going to force Hillsborough out of their comfort zone, pulling Moore from the 2-3 zone. Asher Sanders gets a screen from Taggart, goes back to Taggart. He lines up the three, and that is good as well. Avery Taggart, 3 3-pointers on the night. Back up to, up to a 10-point lead for Eureka. On the wing, Riedenauer lobs it down to the baseline. Brewer up top to Garrett Pinkley. Flips it to his right to Ben Lampkins. Now Lampkins to Murray, to Brewer on the run, I should say, and then Brewer gets it up over Taggart and gets the 360 spin through the hoop. Brewer's got 12 with that bucket there. 36-28 Eureka, 6.5 to play. Asher Sanders just now crossing the timeline. Eureka right to left in this third quarter. Asher Sanders has it on the near side. Gets a screen from Taggart right. Instead drives left all the way to the bucket in a wheelhouse high backboard layup for Asher Sanders. Eureka back up 10. Lob pass down to the low right block. Brewer turns around, got fouled on the hand. Antonio Sanders says, no, I got all ball. The official disagrees, and Michael Brewer to the free throw line for a pair. Jalen Asher Sanders, he is lightning quick when he gets that step on you. He's fearless all the way to the hole. As Brewer knocks down the free throw, he's now 5 of 5, going for 6 of 6. And the free throw is up, and the free throw draws back iron. No good. Rebound to Edwards of the Wildcats. 38-29 the score. Eureka in the lead, and a steal near midcourt. Moore takes it. 3-on-2 fast break chance. Tries to get it down to Garrett Pinkley, and Nate Parker steals it, leading the 3-on-2 fast break the other way. And Parker settles for the floating 5-footer from inside the lane, and that's no good. Now Moore races up the floor, stops and pops from long range. No good. Michael Brewer, offensive rebound. Put back try, no good. Second offensive rebound. That one's off glass and in. Michael Brewer doing all the dirty work. Gets the points and brings the Hawks within 7. And Coach Kirby wants a timeout. 5:37 to play in the third. Michael Brewer showing the rest of the gym how it's done on the glass. We're going to step aside here for a 30-second Patches Furniture timeout.
Living a healthy life with diabetes, asthma, heart disease, or other chronic diseases can be challenging and requires personalized planning. Comtree doctors and nurses partner with you or your loved one to develop personalized health goals to achieve improved health outcomes.
Join the Comtree family tree and receive support to a healthier life. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? Well, it's true. Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a Jeffco Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, call 636-481-3000 or visit jeffco.edu today. Matt Greenwood with you on KJF. Asher Sanders to the hole and misses with a right-hand layup. And the Hawks come up the floor. It's Moore stopping at the wing. Flips it left to the top of the key for Lampkins. As the Hawks go left to right here, lob pass down to the low left block, and Brewer forced to dribble out of it. Pass to the wing, Moore. To Garrett Pinkley, passes it to Reidenauer, who wasn't looking at it. Ball deflects around, and Ben Lampkins settles it down for the Hawks. Now Lampkins rises for three and gets it to go. Ben Lampkins, his first three of the night, and the Hawks are down by 4. 4:43 to play in this third quarter. Asher Sanders with a pass to his right to the wing for Parker towards Taggart. Taggart and the Wildcats trying to slow things down. Edwards out of the corner. He's already hit two threes from there, and he lobs it back to the other wing for Parker. Parker gets it to Asher Sanders. Taggart hanging around the elbow on the same side of the floor as Asher Sanders, who now dribbles it right into the front of Coach Austin Kirby. Now one-hand pass into the corner. Nate Parker, three. You can't leave Nate Parker open because he'll hit him every time. And he is the last starter for Eureka to put points on the board. Here's a floater in the lane. Lampkins, too strong. Offensive rebound. Brewer gets knocked to the floor. No call. Saves it. And jump ball is called. And possession arrow favors the Hillsborough Hawks. 4:01 in the third. Baseline inbound for Lampkins. 41-34 the score. Hillsborough trying to keep it close. Couple of screens down low. Frees up Brewer. Takes the inbound. Gets it back to the inbounder Lampkins. Lampkins dribbles it to the near wing. That's down to our right as we're up on the second level here. Lampkins, hesitation move to the right. Attacks the rim. Gets it up over Taggart. Off glass. In. And draws the foul. Ben Lampkins, a little fancy footwork and dribbling skills as well as he got the defender leaning to his right, and Lampkins went back towards the right side, got all the way to the bucket, and made a play. And now Lampkins, with the and one try, is short on the free throw. 5-point lead for the Wildcats. They're going to bring it up the floor on the near side. Asher Sanders just now crossing midcourt. Asher Sanders switching hands with the dribble. And what do we have here? We've got a foul along the baseline. Looks like Edwards was grabbed. Question is on who? It's on Riedenauer. Fouls away from the bucket. Aren't smart, or not smart fouls. Edwards rises for three around the world twice, then thought about going into orbit and instead gravitates back through the bottom of the bucket. Three-pointer for Matt Edwards. A few oohs and ahs from the crowd here at Hillsborough High School. A Mark Moore three connects. That's three threes for Mark Moore. Eureka in the blink of an eye have the ball in the front court. Nate Parker dribbling across the perimeter. Kicks it to the corner. Three ball. Edwards side rim. No good. Mark Moore toes the baseline. Grabs it. Comes up the floor. Draws a double. Top of the key. Swings it to Lampkins. Wide open for three. You betcha. Ben Lampkins wide open. Gets it to go. And the Hawks are down two. And Austin Kirby wants a timeout for Eureka. The fans are on their feet. The band's about to strike it up. We've got a 60-second Patsy's Furniture timeout with 2:47 to play in the third. It's 44-42. Eureka in the lead in the 63rd annual Gene Steigors Championship.
Merry Christmas, and may faith, hope, and love be your treasures in the new year from the entire Cole family at Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Hi, it's Hannah. From me, my dad Greg, mom Christy, brother Hunter, and the entire staff at Cole's Tractor and Equipment want to thank you for your business in 2018. Thanks to you, Cole's Tractor and Equipment is one of the top dealers for LS tractors and Bad Boy mowers, not just in Missouri, but in the nation. Cole's Tractor and Equipment, LS tractors, and Bad Boy mowers offer you the best quality brands at the best prices, and that will continue on in 2019 and beyond. And Cole's Tractor and Equipment is giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the sold-out Garth Brooks concert in St. Louis. Register now at MIMOinfo.com. Just log on and go to the promotions page and follow the instructions to register. You can even get bonus entries. Cole's Tractor and Equipment thanks you and looks forward to serving you in 2019. Don't forget to visit Cole's Tractor and Equipment on Facebook.
Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJF. Want to thank the DeSoto School District for sponsoring this Gene Steigors tournament. It's the championship game, and Hillsboro has gone on a run to cut into this Eureka lead, which was at 1.10 in the first half. It's now down to just two. Out of the timeout, Eureka has it. Along the baseline, Taggart trap, throws it up top. Asher Sanders swings it quickly to the near side. Corner three, Edwards gets that one to go. Matt Edwards has hit four threes here in the ball game tonight. Lampkins loses a dribble with the left hand, but able to collect it and get it to Pinkley on the left wing. Back to Lampkins. Parker picks him up. Lampkins gives it up to Mark Moore. Moore and Lampkins both with a pair of big threes before that Eureka timeout. Ball settled at the volleyball line near side as Hillsborough goes left to right. Lob pass down low. Brewer too much for Antonio Sanders to handle. Gets the defender to fall down, and Brewer sticks it home off glass. 1:50 left in this third quarter. Eureka, Hillsborough in a dogfight. Parker, three from the wing. Foul is called. Brewer undercut him as he came down. He missed the three, and Brewer just gave Parker a chance at three free points. The gym goes quiet, but if I were them, I'd make as much noise as possible. It's your home floor, right? Free throw, no good. Maybe silence is what'll kill Parker here. He's got two more Coldwell Banker Holsey free throws. Next one up, next one good. 48-44 Eureka, 1:43 in the third. Zach Whaley will check in for Isaac Riedenauer. Riedenauer with a fantastic year for the Hillsborough soccer team. However, the Hawks falling short to Windsor in the district championship. Second free throw by Parker is missed. Ball bouncing about like a pinball, and it's eventually knocked out of bounds along the baseline by Edwards. So Parker winds up going 1-for-3 at the stripe. And from left to right we go. Hillsborough with the inbound. Middle of the floor, Lampkins crosses the timeline and dribbles it to the wing right in front of Coach Johnson. Gets a screen from Brewer. Stops and pops, but misses a three. And Antonio Sanders grabs the board. And Taggart was cherry-picking, and none of his teammates saw him. And instead, Asher Sanders will have to settle for bringing the ball up the floor slowly. He finally does, and he finally crosses the timeline, I should say, and flips it over to his right to Logan Kaiser. Kaiser into the corner, Taggart. Little hesitation move to his right. Instead, pulls up over Whaley and gets it to go. Avery Taggart falls down along with Whaley, both on their way back up the floor. That creates an opportunity down low for a lob pass, and Lampkins winds up hitting the rim as he was looking for Brewer, and the ball comes out to Asher Sanders. Taggart, by the way, now with five threes on the night after that last one. It's 51-44 Eureka. 2-3 zone for Hillsborough, and the Wildcats will not let them sit in it. With 37 seconds to go and counting, Ben Lampkin's going to have to defend Asher Sanders on the perimeter. He does a good job. Brewer comes to help. Sanders gives it up to Taggart. Point blank range. Too strong. Zach Whaley with the board. 25 seconds. Brewer up the floor to the mid block. Dribbles into the corner. Picks up the dribble. Up top to Lampkins. Lampkins could not get around the 6'5" Kaiser. Lampkins forced to dribble between the legs. 12 seconds. Hillsborough can settle for the final shot here, down by 7. Looking to get this down to a 4-point deficit by the end of 3. Lampkins dancing around, dribbles twice, crosses over twice, and then throws it up inside the lane, gets it to go. 1 second, half-court heave is off to the right, no good. Lampkins crossed over Kaiser twice, got to the bucket, and before the help defense could come over and block it, he lobbed it up over the defenders and into the hoop, and Hillsborough now trails by 5. 51-46, the fourth quarter of the Gene Steigorse Championship is next.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Matt Greenwood for AM 1400, KJFF on Twitter, KJFF Sports, and on Instagram, KJFF Sports as well. I just put a few videos up on our Instagram account of the Hillsborough band before the game, during the announcement of the starting lineups, and also during halftime playing It's Fun to Stay at the YMCA. And speaking of, it's fun to go to the YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, one of our sponsors for the Gene Steigorse Tournament. It's the fourth quarter. It's 51-46 Eureka. They've got the ball operating right to left. Wing-to-wing pass, Taggart, Asher Sanders falling out of bounds, gives it to the low block, Kaiser. Up top to Edwards, fakes the three, steps into a floater from just inside the free throw line, no good. And Michael Brewer goes for the rebound. And they're going to call an over-the-back on Michael Brewer, and he is disgusted with the call, and so are the fans. Listen. All right, so Michael Brewer now looks like he's bleeding on his hand. I just don't understand how you can fault a guy for being taller. That's essentially what it comes down to. Sanders is about 3 or 4 inches smaller than Brewer. The ball was still coming down from the missed shot, and Brewer just reached up over and grabbed it out of the air above Sanders' head. I don't get it. He's taller, and apparently that's a bad thing. And now Coach Johnson wants further explanation from the official, and Coach Johnson nodding his head, official getting a little bit more animated. Coach Johnson eventually pats him on the back. Good sign of respect. It's Eureka's ball. 7:40 to play. Inbound Asher Sanders. The inbound is unguarded. He gets it to Edwards down low. Kicks it out for a mid-block extended jumper from Antonio Sanders. No good. It's spun out. Here's Lampkins. Left wide open at the wing, but he didn't get a chance to shoot it as Taggart came forward. Taggart nearly lost his balance. Lampkins still keeps it and now gets it to Mark Moore. Brewer posting up Taggart. Lob down low. Pushes Brewer away from the basket, and then Taggart pushes him even further. And I believe that's personal foul number 3 on Avery Taggart. Let's see what they throw up there. Yes. Avery Taggart, the 6'5" SIU Carbondale commit, has three personal fouls to go along with 21 points. Inbound baseline, Brewer to Lampkins in the corner, stuck down there, lobs it to Brewer. Taggart trying to draw the charge. Brewer instead goes up and gets it high off the window and in. It's almost like the defenders couldn't decide who was going to pretend to draw the charge. So both Taggart and Sanders went down, and Brewer got the easy 2 points. Here's a pass that's behind Taggart from Edwards, stolen by Zach Whaley and the Hawks. Whaley to Moore, crosses the timeline, top of the circle, gives it up. Lampkins, volleyball line, dribbles left, stops, thought about popping up for three, doesn't have a shot, goes to Pinkley on the near wing, to Whaley. Whaley races past him, back over to Pinkley, bounce pass, down low, towards Brewer. Sanders knocks it away. It was 18-8 Eureka after one, 31-23 after two, and 51-46 after three. We've only had 2 points in the first minute 20 of the fourth quarter. Here's an inbound to Brewer. Turns away from the basket, fades from the mid-block, and gets it off glass and in. And Hillsborough down by one, under 6.5 to play in the 63rd annual Gene Steigerwals Championship. The student section is up on their feet. It's getting hotter in this gym with every chant of Go Hillsborough. 6 minutes, excuse me, with 10 seconds above it, and we got a whistle and a foul. And who's it on? It's on Zach Whaley. And that'll be Whaley's third personal. Five Hillsborough team fouls, three for Eureka. Baseline inbound to the right of the basket. They find a wide open Antonio Sanders, but comes up short. And Hillsborough can take their first lead of the night here. Lampkins from 25 feet. Oh, no. Back iron, no good. Long rebound chased into the corner by Parker. Then he loses it, pokes it towards Taggart. Nearly stolen underneath by the Hawks. Instead, Taggart gets it, races up into the front court, immediately takes on Isaac Riedenauer. Riedenauer flops, and Taggart flips it up and in. Backed up to a three-point lead for Eureka. That's the first 2 points of the fourth quarter for Eureka. Lampkins dribbling and dancing, gives it up to Pinkley. Pinkley to Moore from straight away to tie it. No, misses. Taggart there for the rebound, and good defense by Moore to throw his hands in there and try to steal it from Taggart. If he hadn't done so, Taggart would have found a wide-open teammate up the floor for an easy two. Now Hillsborough will double Taggart at the midcourt stripe. Taggart bounces into the corner for Asher Sanders. Taggart, hands on his knees. He's exhausted. He sat once so far, and that was right at the end of the first quarter going into the second quarter. Hillsborough fans getting on their feet. 5:02 to play. Asher Sanders all the way to the rim. He has his shot blocked by Garrett Pinkley. Just like his brother, he protects his home and stuffs it out of there. But the loose ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Hawks. Big block there, Garrett Pinkley. Coach Kirby of Eureka calls a timeout. Let's all catch our breath. 4:57 left in this Gene Steigerwals Championship. It's Eureka 53, Hillsborough 50 on KJF.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Well, one team got backed into a corner, started throwing punches, and have found themselves now down by three. And we're going to have a break in the action here as an unfortunate situation. By the way, I'm not talking about literal punches. I'm talking about figurative ones here as Hillsborough was down 18-8 at the end of the first quarter. Felt like they might be suffocated a little bit by the Eureka defense, and they have stormed back here and in the fourth quarter trail by three. And as I was saying, during the break, during the timeout, the Hillsboro cheerleaders were out on the floor doing their routine, and one of the girls slipped through the fingertips on her way down and is currently laying on her back on the floor being checked out by medical staff, and the gym is completely quiet. You can even hear the whispers from Coach Johnson coaching up his team down below as everybody waits to see if she'll get up. The medical trainer, the gentleman, had his fingers around her neck, and he's putting his hands back around her neck again as she is yet to move. I don't hear any tears, so hopefully that's a sign of that she's okay. So this is holding up action here, and obviously everybody thinking less of the game and more of the cheerleader. Looks like she's going to be helped up. They're not calling for a stretcher or anything. They lift her up from the back of her neck, and there's a round of applause for her as she's helped up to her feet. And she'll be gingerly taken off the court and taken out of the gym. So a scary moment there for the Hillsboro cheerleaders. And now we'll try to refocus on basketball here. 4:57 left to go in this 63rd annual Gene Steigors Championship. It's been a fun one. Let's see how it all plays out. Eureka to inbound from the baseline. Immediately they find Nate Parker, top of the circle. No good on the 22-footer. Rebound, Lampkins. Hillsboro can tie it with a three. Everybody back to chanting. Claps from the Hillsboro bench. Riednauer lobs it down low, and it hits off the bottom of the backboard looking for Brewer. And that's the second time Hillsboro has had a chance to either tie or take the lead, and they've turned it over. Eureka will bring the ball up the floor. Asher Sanders crossing the timeline. Right to left they go. Asher Sanders off of his right hip passes it to Kaiser. Kaiser's got a good 6 inches on Ben Lampkins, but Kaiser not much of a shooter. Gives up the ball to Taggart. Taggart flips it back to the far side for Asher Sanders. Eureka has been scoring down to our left for the entirety of this second half. Kaiser throws off a defender. Bounce pass to the second half of the Hillsboro Blue H near midcourt. Taggart down low to the free throw line for Antonio Sanders. 1 minute of possession for Eureka here. Still no shot. And what do we have here? We got a foul on Riednauer. So Hillsboro letting all this time come off the clock. And they pick up their sixth team foul with no one even attacking the rim. All right, inbound to the left of the basket. Down to our left. Asher Sanders, two hands on the ball, looking for a teammate. The inbound is unguarded, and he's forced to lob it up. And Nate Parker goes over the top of Moore. No foul call there. Parker to the free throw line, then passes it back up top to Kaiser. Eureka playing keep away here. Kaiser, volleyball line, establishes a pivot foot. He can still dribble. He's got red hair, red elbows, bright white arms. And he gives up the ball to his teammate, Asher Sanders. Kaiser now will settle on the right sideline as Parker dribbles the ball. Back to Asher Sanders, near midcourt. Assistant coach off the bench to tell something to Coach Johnson as there's a fight for a loose ball. Tie-up is called. And the possession arrow favors Hillsboro. Lampkins getting his hands in there on Kaiser, knocked it away. And then Whaley came in to help tie it up. It's Moore, it's Whaley, it's Lampkins, it's Brewer, and it's Mitchell Hickson on the floor, Garrett Pinkley on the floor for the Hawks. Lampkins was looking for a three, had the ball batted out of his hands, maintained possession though, and forced to give it up. Now gets it back on the wing, starts right, goes left, high off the glass, the floater, no good. Long rebound, Whaley turning, looking for a teammate, finds Lampkins, under three to play. Three-point deficit for the Hawks. They can tie it here with a Lampkins or a Moore three, or it could be anybody else. Lampkins with Parker on him, picks up the dribble. Flips it to the left for Moore. Moore with Asher Sanders will lob it down low to the low block. Brewer goes up for the shot. They're going to call a tie-up. Taggart forces it, and the possession arrow favors the Wildcats. Marvin Brown, defensive-minded player for the Wildcats, off the bench, applauding the effort by Taggart. Coach Johnson wants a 30-second timeout, 2:44 to play, 53-50. Eureka in the lead. It's a Patsy's Furniture timeout. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. This will be the last break we take here this evening before the end of the game. We're back in 30 on KJEF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
We interrupt regular programming on KJFF.
Matt Green, we're back with you for AM 1400 KJF, the final 2:44 in this Gene Sigors Championship, and we'll keep it here even during timeouts. It's 53-50 Eureka on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Asher Sanders for the Wildcats brings the ball up the floor and crosses the timeline on the far side. Right to left, the Wildcats in action. Edwards on the right wing. Lobs it up to the volleyball line. Asher Sanders. He brings it down. Goes to Edwards. Extra pass into the corner. Parker dribbles out of it along the sideline. Bounce pass to the volleyball line for Asher Sanders on the near side. Taggart throwing Whaley's hands down as he tries to get open. Asher Sanders starts left. Dribbles right. Kicks it into the corner. Uncontested three. Edwards short. And the ball tipped up by Moore into the hands of Brewer. Up ahead to Whaley in the corner. Whaley dribbles out of it with the left hand. Goes back to the right. Back to the left. Taggart tries to pick his pocket. But instead, he got him on the elbow. And that's four personal fouls. There, now they got it right. Yeah, I was going to say, there's four personal fouls for Avery Taggart. Scorekeeper had two. So one more, by the way, and Taggart's out. 1:50 to play in the fourth. Inbound for Hillsborough. Dribble behind the back, Lampkins. 40 feet away from the bucket. Bounce pass left to Brewer on the elbow. Gets a screen from Pinkley. Brewer bounce pass to Pinkley. Down in the paint. Takes on Sanders with the left hand. Goes up. Misses. Sanders turns around. Grabs the rebound. Has it knocked away. Slides across the floor. And got the timeout while sliding. Coach Johnson says, how on earth is that not a travel? And the official says it's just not. So, 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. Let's thank some of our sponsors for the Gene Sigors Tournament. Of course, the DeSoto School District, Cole's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, the UPS Store in Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Little Caesars Pizza in Herculaneum, as well as Mario's Italia of Farmington. Can't forget about Bryant Restoration, Farmington, Poplar Bluff, as well as Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, and Presbyterian Manor in Farmington. Hillsborough beat Windsor on the opening night. Beat Northwest on opening night. Then beat Windsor in the semis yesterday. That's how they got to the championship game here tonight. Eureka, they beat DeSoto on the second night of the Sigors Tournament, and then beat Central last night. Action resumes. 90 seconds to go. 53-50 Eureka. Next foul on the Hawks sends the Wildcats to the line, and they'll foul Taggart on the pass down low. So Avery Taggart, probably the wrong guy to foul, as last night he went 10 of 10 from the free throw line en route to 26 total points. But this will be his second trip to the line. Couple of dribbles, pauses, puts it up, and gets the friendly roll. Everyone holding their breath as soon as it hit the rim the third time. Another Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw coming for Taggart. This one is up, and that one is a lot easier. Up to a 5-point lead for Eureka. What can Hillsborough do here? Lampkins with the ball, goes right, crosses over left, still stuck with Parker on the wing. Lampkins picks up the dribble, and Coach Johnson will call a timeout to bail him out. Lampkins immediately runs over to coach and says, yeah, sorry, didn't know what I was doing there. It's okay. That's why you got these timeouts to use. It is a 60-second timeout, which gives me time to talk about Jefferson College. Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? It might be a long question, but it's worth knowing the answer. Yeah, Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, call 636-481-3000, 636-481-3000, or visit jeffco.edu today. For the final 71 seconds, if you know somebody that just got done going to a party, just got, I don't know, done taking a shower, just got done reading a book, tell them to go to MIMOinfo.com and find the KJF logo at the top of the page. Tell them to click on it because this should be a spectacular finish in this Gene Steigerwals Championship. Hillsborough down 5. Out of the timeout, inbound to midcourt for Zach Whaley. Starts his move to the left wing. Dumps it off to Brewer. Brewer to the mid block. Throws up a shot. Back iron, no good. And Garrett Pinkley over the top of Antonio Sanders. Comes down on top of his shoulders, and Pinkley gets called for the foul. So obviously that was the drawn-up call for Coach Johnson out of the timeout, was to go ahead and get Brewer for a mid-range floater, and unfortunately he could not get it to go. And here's Antonio Sanders wiping off the slickness from underneath his sneakers as he makes the trip to the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line. He's only one of three so far. Eureka pulling back their rebounders, so it's just four red, white, and blue Hawks along the blocks. And Sanders misses the free throw. Whaley steps in front of him, grabs the board, gets it to Lampkins. Lampkins crossing the timeline, still dribbling. Lampkins now picks it up, comes to Whaley. He can knock down the threes, but he misses front rim. Brewer held, goes for the rebound, tries to get it. Loose ball, Brewer to the deck. What do we have here? A tie-up, possession arrow, favoring Hillsborough. 46.6 seconds left. Coach Johnson calling out the play. Inbound from the baseline, down to our right, to the right of the basket. Near the student section, directly in front of the Hillsborough cheerleaders. And Lampkins has to lob it up, and a five-second count is called, and Lampkins is infuriated. None of his teammates would get open. And Coach Johnson's going to go ahead and call a timeout. I don't know how many he has left. Him and Coach Kirby probably getting pretty close to not having any. 46.6 seconds left. It is 55-50 Eureka. We've been in a low-scoring affair here in the fourth quarter. You won't believe it when I tell you, considering it was 51-46 after three. It looked like we were on our way to, 70-some-odd points. But instead, Avery Taggart has four in the fourth for Eureka, and that's all they have here in the fourth period. And then Michael Brewer has four for Hillsborough, and that's all Hillsborough has in the fourth period. Hey, there's a T-shirt toss in the Hillsborough student section. That's cool. Looks like some dude got like three different shirts, which is totally unfair. 46 and a half ticks to go here in the ballgame. The 63rd annual Gene Steigerwals Tournament Championship is on the line. Hillsborough looking for their 17th such title as Eureka is trying to play spoiler for the top seed and host. The timeout from Coach Johnson is over. On the inbound, Hillsborough matches up man for man. The inbound pass is being guarded. Lob pass up forward. Sanders retrieves it underneath, but he got too far underneath, and there's Lampkins to bring in the board. 40 seconds to go. Lampkins across the timeline, crosses over Parker all the way to the bucket, scoops it up with the right hand off glass, and gets it to go, and Coach Johnson uses another timeout. It's likely his last one. Down to a three-point deficit. Nifty move by Ben Lampkins. Tough shot, bringing the ball up from underneath his waist with one hand, got it past the oncoming defender. up off the glass and in. And with 33.6 seconds left in this ball game, we'll go ahead and let you listen to some of the band music that has just gotten revved up as we sit for the 60-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. Yeah, they're playing a little Bruno Mars. I like this band. All right, so we're down to about the final 15 seconds or so of this timeout. Hillsborough's already on the floor, ready to go. We certainly appreciate you spending all of your time with us this week. Monday, Tuesday, Friday, today. We've had two games on air each of those four nights. And what better way to finish the 63rd annual Gene Steigorst Tournament than having a three-point game with 33 seconds. Inbound to Taggart in the backcourt for Eureka. You don't want to foul him. If you can steal it, that would be ideal. Taggart gives it up, and Brewer does steal it in the front court. Lays it up with the right hand off, cross and in! Hillsborough down one. Inbound Taggart to Edwards. Pass across to Asher Sanders, and he's wrapped up in the backcourt by Lampkins. Just what we were talking about. They got to create a steal. Taggart gave up possession of the ball, trying to get it to a teammate, and Brewer came flying in, grabbed it, went all the way to the rim, and got it off glass and in, avoiding the charge. Asher Sanders, Jr., 5'8", 4 points on the night to the free throw line for the first time. 15 seconds to go. Everybody on their feet. Hillsborough High School ready to erupt. Free throw good by Asher Sanders. He's got one more. 19 fouls for the Hawks, 4 for Eureka. So they've got a few fouls to play with to try to kill some clock as well. 56-54. Free throw. Asher Sanders. He got it. 57-54. Lampkins into the front court for the Hawks. Three-pointer from straight away to tie. No good. Rebound. Whaley underneath. Lobs it down low to Brewer, who is fouled. Going up. 5.1 seconds left. Lampkins, a 73% three-point shooter going into tonight, had a huge opportunity to tie it up. An open look from straight away, and unfortunately could not get it to go. And they're going to call a foul on the floor, which is ideal for Coach Johnson and the Hawks. It'll be an inbound from Lampkins. 5 seconds to go. He gets it to Brewer. He's got to shoot up a three. He does. It's short. Rebound Lampkins. Loose ball now. Moore will throw it up at the buzzer. It's no good. And Eureka is the 63rd annual Gene Steigorst Tournament champions. Two looks at it from downtown. And Brewer, nor Lampkins, and even Mark Moore at the last second could get it to go. 57-54. Eureka wins it on KJF.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
This is Jan at Toyotathon. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. Is Toyotathon still on?
Yes, it is. We still have incredible deals like low APR financing and lease offers on our amazing Toyota vehicles.
But you better hurry. It all ends January 2nd.
Mom?
Hi, honey. Yeah.
How did you get on this line?
Well, this is a time for family, so your father and I decided to come and help you out. James, honey, say hello.
Hello, Jenny.
Mom and Dad, I'm kind of busy with a customer right now.
Hi, Jan's mom and dad.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sure he doesn't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind.
And what Jan was going to say is this is the perfect time to save on the sporty Camry, adventurous RAV4, bold Tacoma, versatile Highlander, and more.
Wow, that sounds great.
Huh, that was actually spot on. Thanks, Mom.
Well, your father's here, too.
Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify, see your participating dealer for details.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City. Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a five-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
Christmas will be here before you know it, and we all wish we had a little more money this time of the year. Paul Hale here with New Era Bank, and we offer Christmas clubs to do just that. You save a little or a lot each week, and we pay you out a check the next October that you can use to buy Christmas gifts or pay those year-end taxes. We are opening Christmas clubs right now, so come in today at any of our convenient locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And this is Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Right now, through December 31st, everything at Patsy's Furniture is marked 50% off MSRP. And while you're here, register to win a free recliner. We appreciate you and we're thankful for your business throughout this year.
Merry Christmas from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
A heartbreaker at Hillsboro. Final score, Eureka 57, Hillsboro 54. The 63rd annual Gene Steigors Tournament goes to the Eureka Wildcats. Vin Lampkins with 7 seconds to go. Had a pull-up straightaway three that spun out. Knocked around, eventually out of bounds. Hillsboro then from the baseline. Oh, actually, it wasn't knocked out of bounds. There was a foul on the floor, which was only the fifth team foul for Eureka. Then Lampkins inbounded it to Michael Brewer. Brewer threw up a prayer from the corner. It came up short. If it had gone in, tie ball game. Instead, it missed. Lampkins tipped out the rebound to the wing. And Mark Moore threw it up after the buzzer. So even if he got it to go, it would not have counted. But still, 2 3-pointers. Lampkins, Brewer, if you're Coach Johnson, as far as he's concerned, the ball was in the right pair of hands. It just unfortunately did not go through. Eureka starting their regular season by entering this tournament, go 3-0, and celebrate a Gene Steigors championship. Welcome into the Midwest Sports, or the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. All right, sorry, out of breath, guys. Let's go ahead and get to your Bloomsdale Bank stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. We'll begin with the Hillsboro point totals, and we'll go starters because, well, only the starters scored. And first up is Mark Moore. He had 11. Ben Lampkins had 18. Isaac Riedenauer had 2. And if you add those up together, that's 31, which leaves Brewer with 23 of the team's 54. For the Eureka Wildcats, Avery Taggart, 24, to lead all scorers. Second on the team for Eureka, Matt Edwards with 12, all of his points coming from beyond the arc. 2 threes in the first half, 2 threes in the third quarter. 6 for Jalen Asher Sanders. And then Antonio Sanders had 11. And Nate Parker had 4. So for both teams, only starters scored in this one. It was 51-46 after three quarters. Final 57-54. That goes to show you that not only were there a lot of missed shots, there was a lot of time being killed by Eureka by holding on to the basketball. Hillsborough lining up in a zone. Coaches for both sides shouting back and forth instructions to their players. Not much happening. Then Eureka would attack. They'd miss a shot. Hillsborough would rebound. They'd go to the other end of the floor. They couldn't score. Then there were free throws involved. Eureka kind of missed a few down the stretch. Eventually, we get to a point where in the final 8 seconds, Hillsborough gets two looks out of three to tie it, and they cannot get it to go. It's not the end of the world. Most certainly is not. Hillsborough fails to three-peat, though. It would have been nice to win it 3 years in a row, but unfortunately, Eureka gets the victory here. And you know what? There's always 2019. And there's also the rest of the regular season. Hillsborough is a very good team. Two excellent shooters around the perimeter, Mark Moore and Ben Lampkins. A guy that can do anything he wants in Michael Brewer. And a good supporting staff defensively with Isaac Riedenauer and Zach Whaley. So we'll see how the Hillsborough Hawks do the rest of the regular season. But for tonight, it'll sting for a bit. But heck of a game here this evening in the 63rd annual Gene Steinkorst Championship. Let's go ahead and take a break here. And we'll track down the Eureka coach. Maybe get Dan Johnson of Hillsborough up here as well. And we'll put a pretty bow on top of this one. With your final score again, 57-54, Eureka victorious. We'll be back in a few minutes here on KJF with the rest of your Home Pools and Spas postgame show.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to let you know that they are now open in their new Deloge location at 1131 North Deloge Drive, right between Specs Optical and O'Reilly Auto. We are even more excited that our UPS store is now open as well and ready to serve your print, ship, and mail needs. Be sure to stop by on Wednesday, November 28th between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for our grand opening celebration. Smoky Valley Barbecue will be with us offering lunch for purchase, and you can register to win some awesome prizes. Ribbon cutting to be held at noon. We'll see you then.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJF. It's the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We're speaking to Dan Johnson of the Hillsborough Hawks. Unfortunately, taking a loss here in the Gene Steigors Championship game, but It was one heck of a ride, Coach. I know you guys lost 57-54, but let's start off with talking about the final 8 seconds there. Lampkins gets an open look from straight away. Ball sort of kind of peeked in, kind of came out, and then there was a foul on the floor on the rebound, which Brewer did an excellent job of getting rebounds here tonight. With only 5 team fouls for Eureka, that gives you guys a great chance to tie it up with a 3. Brewer, a contested 3, just came up short. And then Moore, I know he threw it up after the buzzer. But, man, I mean, you got the sense, maybe not early on, but once we got sort of towards the midway point of the third quarter, you got the sense that this game was going to finish close, and it certainly did.
Yeah, it was a battle. Battle between what I feel like two pretty good teams. Obviously, we came up one possession short there, but man, it just seemed like we were stuck on 50 for so long.
Oh, I know.
And we were, you know, we were getting decent looks, maybe a turnover here or there, or whatever, or a crazy bounce of the ball. You know, guys slipping and end up with jump balls and that kind of stuff, losing possessions. But we just never could get a lead. We kept talking about that, talked about it in the locker room. We got to find a way to get a lead, and we cut it to 1 on a couple occasions. I think Ben got a clean look one time. We were down 2. He got a good look from 3 that kind of could have gone down and give us a lead. But we were just playing from behind all night. Started early in a hole, but we battled and battled and battled. Guys made plays. Credit to Eureka. They made one more than we did. Right. Kid made 2 big free throws down there at the end. We ran out of timeouts, and then we ran out of time.
It would be easy to get overwhelmed down 18-8 at the end of 1 when you're seeing Avery Taggart score at will and then Matt Edwards hitting corner threes in the first and second quarter. It'd be easy for you guys to get overwhelmed, get beat down, and feel like they have no chance of winning a ball game against a very, very strong Eureka team. But you've been through it with, the last few teams and this year's team, and a lot of these players this year been through the grind of, getting to the postseason, getting to the state sectionals. Guys understand that they're never truly out of it as long as you have Ben Lampkins, Mark Moore, and Michael Brewer on the court. Did you get a sense that the guys were never beaten down despite going down early by 10 in the first?
Yeah, I never, I was never in any kind of panic mode or whatever. Obviously, you don't want to be down 10 to a team that's got a player like Taggart, but we talked about it at halftime. I think we were down 8, and then we thought there might be a chance that they'd try to pull it out, maybe try to make us come out and play some man or come out pressure, do something we didn't really want to do, and then take advantage of us. But we stuck to our guns. The guys, they stuck to the plan, and we were able to – they missed a few shots. We were able to force a few turnovers. And like I said, we end up coming up one play short. But, you got the Taggart kid there where you can't really guard him with just one guy. He's right. Obviously too big, too fast, shoots it too well. He's just too talented. And, if you give him any space, he's gonna make a 3 right in your face. So I thought our guys did good. We had a guy chasing him all night long. We'd send a second guy at him. And you have to kind of give up something if you're going to try to take it out of his hands. And they made enough shots with their other guys, a couple corner threes and stuff from number 2 and number 24. And that was enough to keep them a lead, for all the whole night.
Let's see. Your record now 2-2 after the loss here, Coach. You and I were talking before we started this interview here. You got 3 more games next week. I think you said St. Genevieve, North County, and then Jefferson in the JCAA shootout next Saturday. Is that did I remember that correctly?
Yeah. Okay. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday next week, St. Jen, North County, and Jefferson. 3 tough games, starting with St. Jen on the road. It's always a really tough place to play. So not a real long turnaround time after you play Friday, Saturday to try to get a little rest and then also try to get ready for a good St. Jen team that I believe they only got 1 loss at the moment and just beat a good Saxony team. So we'll have to go to work on them, I guess, tomorrow. But couldn't be prouder of our guys. We never quit. We battled all the way till the end. And what I told them was our first game was at Park Hills on November 27th. And, here we are, 11, 12 days later. And I think we are just leaps and bounds better, on December 8th than we were on the 27th. And, that's the goal. And hopefully we can continue that into this coming week and then, you know, throughout the season.
Well, Coach, I know, you know, you want to win the Steigorse tournament every year, especially when Hillsboro's the host. But I feel like, you know, sometimes in these type of tournaments, you can feel like the world's kind of crashing down on you when you lose a tight game like this one. But can you kind of give us an idea as to what the message is over the next week as you do face those three tough opponents that you talked about?
Well, we've got good character kids. We got winners on our team, and you know, they're not gonna let, you know, losing one game by one possession, you know, turn into, you know, affecting what we do in our next game in a negative way. That's for sure. We got too good a leadership and kids that that understand the game, and they got good character. You know, we knew whenever Eureka got in this tournament, you know, last year, whenever Francis Howe got out after it was over and Eureka was coming in, this is a team that won 18 basketball games last year with a Division I player coming back that plays in a super tough conference, you know. So we knew what they would be about coming in. We just didn't know when or if we'd get to play them. Turns out we got them on championship night, and they beat us.
I hear coaches all the time say there's no good loss, but I feel like this could be one.
Well, losing sucks. I mean,
well, yeah.
don't get me wrong. Like,
no one's like, yay, we lost.
Right. Losing is a hurt that's kind of inexplainable. You know, for whatever reason, losing hurts a lot worse than winning feels good. You know, for whatever reason. But, you know, these guys are hurt. They wanted to win this thing in front of, you know, we had a big packed crowd here, had a big fan section, a lot of Hillsboro community people out here. A lot of people went to the Christmas parade and then came over to the ball game. And, you know, they wanted to see us win it for a third time in a row and all that kind of stuff. So they're hurt, but and they're disappointed. But like I said, they know the deal. They know it's December 8th, and, you know, we do have tomorrow. So we'll get better tomorrow, and we'll take it to St. Jen.
All right, one final thing, Coach, our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. I mean, Michael Brewer, he's just phenomenal on the boards. There was a point in the second half where he got an offensive rebound, missed a shot, got his own rebound, put it back, drew the foul, got it to go. Just relentless on the boards and just a guy that continues to wow every single game.
Yeah, Michael's just he's a different kind of guy. He's a stud, and we're sure are glad he's on our side, that's for sure.
Well, hopefully he enjoys that free appetizer from Applebee's in Farmington. He's got to the end of May to use it.
So I know Mike, he'll enjoy it.
All right, Coach Johnson, appreciate all your help for this tournament, and we'll definitely see you down the line. JCAA Shootout, we'll be there for
you. Hey, thanks for the great coverage. You guys were awesome all week long. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. That is Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks. Unfortunately, I did see Austin Kirby, the head coach for Eureka, walk out of the gym here. So, unfortunately, we will not get a word from the victory coach. Actually, I see him now as he's come back in. Let's see if he's looking up our direction. I don't think he is. As a matter of fact, Eureka's probably getting on the team bus trying to, you know, get home. It is getting kind of late here on Saturday night, but let's see if we can flag down Coach Kirby. You know, we're up here on the second deck. It's not as you would think it would be easier to see us. He's busy talking to, I guess, parents of some of the kids. So we'll continue to wave him down. I'll continue to talk. Like I said, the Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, Michael Brewer, who knocked down 5 free throws, only missed one, and scored 23 points in a loss for the Hillsboro Hawks. And our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, if we're choosing a Hillsboro side, it's the same exact one I just talked about with Coach Johnson. It just goes to show you the effort that not only Michael Brewer puts in on the glass, but other guys. I mean, there were times when Lampkins or Mark Moore would crash the boards and you know, tip balls away from potential Eureka rebounders and create second chances. And for that, you know, Hillsboro deserves a great round of applause for that. And, again, our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game is that put back on the third try offensively for Hillsboro, second try for Michael Brewer. Then he drew the foul and was able to convert the free throw. And that was early in the third quarter to help close the gap. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. Be sure to call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371 if you're interested. That is 800-851-5371. Remember the name, Mike Welker, Gilster Mary Lee. And unfortunately, head coach Kirby never looked up our direction. So congratulations to the Eureka Wildcats, 57-54. They get the victory here tonight at Hillsborough High School. They are the 63rd annual Gene Steighorst champions. Final score 57-54. I want to thank Hal Neisler back in the KJF studio for hitting the on and off button at the appropriate times. And we'll go ahead and wish you a happy Saturday night. Thank you very much for listening to coverage of KJF basketball.
Make it a great night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers and let the kids pick from their favorite menu item. For yourself, how about a half rack of baby back ribs with a 6-ounce sirloin steak? Or a grilled shrimp skewer with 5 crispy shrimp and a 6-ounce USDA select top sirloin? Or 10 crispy shrimp and grilled salmon? Go to Applebee's.com.